Chance Rutherford. The go-ahead run. This ball driven to center. It's playable. Farkas is there, and it ends in his glove. And the Taylor North Little Leaguers are World Series champions.
This is interesting to see. Your daily sports podcast about news, narratives, takes, and gambling. Taylor North Little League wins the Little League World Series, sort of, beating Ohio. The bases were loaded in the bottom of the last inning, or the top of the last inning. So Ohio was down three, bases loaded. Grand slam gives Ohio the lead. Michigan wins. Today, so first of all, I played at a chess tournament this weekend, so I'm not feeling my best on Monday. And you're like, hey, Nick, how is that possible? Because all you do in chess is sit and stress out. That's chess, sitting and stressing, and now I feel hungover worse than if I were actually hungover. So it's a Monday, and we could talk about all the stuff in the NFL. Gardner Minshew was traded. Deshaun Watson might be traded. He also might be a sexual predator, but allegedly still, even despite that, he thinks he's like, no, I don't want to go to Philly. So I guess not going to Philly, but he wants to go to Miami, but Miami likes Tua, but blah, blah, blah. A lot of things happened in the NFL. The preseason wrapped up. People won money. People lost money. I don't even care about that. There are two stories that I want to talk to you about. And if we have time for anything else, we'll get into that. Story number one that we'll get into in a second is how cool and petty and hilarious the Carolina Hurricanes are. Story number two, which we're going to talk about probably in a second, is there's a fake high school in America just bamboozling everybody in high school football. It is, honestly, and I don't know if it's real, I think it's probably true because journalists have been tweeting it. This website is called thefootballscoop.com. But it seems legit because we're journalists. So if they got it, then that's even more hilarious. We'll start with the Little League World Series. Far be it for me to poo-poo the championship of Taylor, Michigan. I thought Taylor, Michigan, they're probably the best in the world. This is the first time, as someone who has close friends and family in the medical community and used to work in medical media myself, I have not had a ton of sympathy for people who have had sports disrupted because of the pandemic. It's a plague. Like, plagues kill people. If you can't play your sports, you can't play your sports. That sucks. The Little League World Series is the first time I'm genuinely bummed out because American sports getting together for a tournament of the best in the nation is something we do in every sport every year. This Little League World Series was no real difference. The charm of the Little League World Series is that the Netherlands and Australia and Mexico and Russia and China and any other countries can come. And having the children interact with one another, like baseball is baseball, regardless of your language and your upbringing, and having different host families bring native food to, you know, the Japanese kids staying in Pennsylvania. Like, that's the fun part of the Little League World Series. To see this is not a Little League World Series championship, but it is a Little League World Series championship. So it's not the first time. Like, this, the asterisk on the Wikipedia page shouldn't be to poo-poo the championship. It should be like, this was a bummer that the kids who, you know, play baseball in Denmark, get a chance to come to the United States and maybe see some big leaguers and be on ESPN. Like, to me, that's what the Little League World Series is all about, is the Americans and the international people mixing it up. So not poo-pooing it, but definitely just a little bit bummed out. All right. So, okay. All right. It is time to talk about this fake high school. I read this. This is the last thing I read before I went to bed. And oh boy, do I love America. So it's just hilarious to me every time I read articles about people being duped, like Elizabeth Holmes. In the era that we have the internet, it is amazing. So there is a high school called Bishop Sycamore that we are unaware of if it actually exists. And Bishop Sycamore is on ESPN all year long. According to this article, a Football Scoop, they have 11 nationally broadcast high school football games. Ask me if they're ever competitive. Nope. IMG Academy, the place where all of the best football players go in Tampa. It's just like literally all they do. You go there to play football or tennis or whatever. They beat Bishop Sycamore Academy 58-0 on Sunday after Bishop Sycamore Academy played a game on Friday. Did you hear what I just said? They lost a game on Pennsylvania. And then they lost a game in Ohio against IMG. Now, while ESPN is on the air, they're saying things like, we don't know much about Bishop Sycamore. So here's Anish Shroff. Sorry, they had no business being in that game today. He's talking about the Bishop Sycamore IMG Academy game. This is on Twitter. They had no business being in that game today. None. I feel bad for the kids. Player health and safety was at risk today. It was uncomfortable for anyone who watched. So why were they on the game then, ESPN? Quote, Bishop Sycamore told us they had a number of Division I prospects on their roster. To be frank, we could not verify that. What? This is incredible. So this is a group, but it gets better. Like Bishop Sycamore Academy, just Google it. You know what it takes you to on Google Maps? Yep, just an industrial office park. Is it high school? Nope. Quote, okay, so how do they find, we'll get into that in a second. How do they find these teams? According to this article, the company's website at Bishop Moore High, we'll start over. There's a Geico High School Football kickoff slate, which is like just the best high school football in the country or whatever. There's a group that's called Paragon Marketing. Paragon Marketing is a group that works with ESPN to figure out the best games in the country. Usually, it's high school games. Like, find IMG versus, I don't even know, South Panola High School in Mississippi. Like, just get a couple of the national, like Ohio and Florida or California and Vegas or whatever, to play each other, this Paragon Marketing group. They do logistics and they figure out how to do sponsorships and they make the high school game there. So that way, of course, the high schools wouldn't be allowed to make money on that because, you know, like the marketing group exists to take money from people. So instead of just looking it up and say, hey, do you like, instead of athletic directors calling each other, this marketing group does it. So that's great. They're the ones that are taking care of this. So upon investigation, like who is Bishop Sycamore? BishopSycamore.org is a blog. Their last post was on May 21st, 2021, and it says how to get recruiters' attention on social media if you're a high school football player. The About Us section on the website, and this is according to the article and verified with 30 seconds of research by myself, the About Us section is blank. All right, so let's find out what's going on. The guy who wrote the article says, I'm going to look for it. It's in Massillon Independent, the Massillon Independent last September. Is the only prep school that exists, Finley Prep and Prime Prep, on the spectrum of alternative sports focused high schools. So there's no existence of this group in Ohio as a high school that exists. In an article, the only time that this place has ever been found is in this article in this one little independent newspaper in Massillon, Ohio. Quote, it seems like when you read about the school on the internet, you hear things about, well, they just run around aimlessly and are trying to play football. So that is an AD of a competitor school saying, we don't know who these people are. But he knows because he's in the mix of high school football, this athletic director, Dave Brown. He knows about Bishop Sycamore because he's read about it on the internet. I don't think that people really understand that a lot of these young men, they really, 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 really want to go to college. They really, really, really want to be good fathers. The way to teach those things is through football. I don't think people understand that. They get so caught up in the football aspect of it that they don't realize that there's actual people who really want to do better in their life. No idea what he's talking about right there. Is he saying that it's a sham high school? Is it like is people getting bamboozled? Are they just taking money from this marketing group? I don't get it. So the address associated with Bishop Sycamore is in an office park. You can see it on Google Earth. We have Google. Nobody knows who these people are. And they're playing IMG Academy, and ESPN is putting them on TV because this marketing group told them to. And they're getting crushed. They played a game on Sunday, and then they played a game on Friday. Here's their schedule. They're in Kentucky on Friday. And then a couple days later, they're going to play Duncanville on September 10th. Someone's going to get hurt in that game. Duncanville is in Dallas. They're going to Florida, Maryland, Connecticut, Nevada, and Virginia. Who's paying for this? Who are these people? Bishop Sycamore Academy is the craziest story I've read in a long time. There was a story of a dude getting stalked in Serie A soccer in Italy in 2010 that blew my mind. This story is preposterous. Yeah, a lot of preseason NFL, but guys, Google Bishop Sycamore Academy. This is crazy. Let's get no disrespect to footballscoop.com. I'm sure that there's some nerdy people at SI and ESPN getting on this, and we desperately need that because this is one of the craziest things I have ever read. Okay, let's get to hockey and how petty and awesome Carolina Hurricanes are. The Carolina Hurricanes are the first hockey team in the NHL, kind of in NHL history, to fully embrace the idea of analytics when it comes to team building, meaning that in hockey, very similar to Moneyball and baseball, where people are over or undervalued based on their name and their fame and maybe where they're from and other perhaps discriminatory reasons like, you know, what country they're from, color of their skin, whatever. The Carolina Hurricanes, they are cutting through that with analytics, and they are doing things that the old hockey hats in Canada and the Northeast, they really don't like. And the Carolina Hurricanes think it's hilarious, so they rub people's faces in it. They have a very good player on their team called Sebastian Aho. Sebastian Aho is a restricted free agent. That means that the entire NHL has the opportunity to send him an offer, and Carolina has the opportunity to match all the way up to like an infinity amount of dollars. The Montreal Canadiens love Sebastian Aho. Sebastian Aho is a great player, so they offer sheeted him. I have no idea what it is. The Hurricanes have a strict number with their analytics. Like, this is what we think this guy is worth. We're not going above that. So Sebastian Aho gets offer sheeted. Fine. See you later. That's how it goes. We're going to trust the process. And by the way, Carolina Hurricanes are probably better than your favorite hockey team. They're very good. This has worked out for them. However, they are hilarious because they need a new player now. So when the Canadiens offer sheeted Sebastian Aho, there was a quote from their GM that said something like, he's a great player. We're super excited to have him, and we have decided to send him an offer sheet. That was tweeted from the official Montreal Canadiens account. Carolina thought that's ridiculous. Like, this is part of the process. Like, offer sheets happen. Why are you tweeting about our guy? So what did they do? They offer sheeted the best restricted free agent for the Canadiens. And then they tweeted, we've tendered an offer sheet to Jesperi Kotkaniemi, which would be a great addition for their team, and they should probably do that. They didn't stop there. They did not stop there. After that, they tweeted a quote from their GM that was verbatim the same thing that the Canadiens GM tweeted. Did they stop there? Nope. You know what they did next? Ask me what they did next. I'll tell you what they did next. They then retweeted that same thing, but in French, because of Canada. They did it. It's on Twitter. It's on their official Twitter. Oh, did they stop there? Nope. Nope, they did not. Then they tweeted a reverse Uno card. It's just a reverse Uno card without context. That is the best subtweet I have ever seen. This is amazing theater. The Carolina Hurricanes are the franchise of the year. And I hope they get Kotkaniemi. Because Montreal, there's nothing to respond. Les Hurricanes de announce d'aujourd'hui déposer un offer sheet. God. They're incredible. Wait, hold on. Hey, Nick, are you done? Oh, no. I'm not done. Because the piece de resistance, which is another French term, is that they've added a Photoshop of Jesperi Kotkaniemi wearing number 20. Hey, Nick. Who was number 20 for the Hurricanes? That's right. It used to be Sebastian Aho. So they literally just gave him the number. He's not even on the team. They just offer-sheeted him. So their players are getting poached, and they're like, you want to poach our players? You're going to do it publicly? Fine. We are going to do this. I absolutely love it. This is the kind of entertainment that has been missing from the sport of hockey. Carolina, I respect you. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're making great theater for all of us. I suppose we should wrap up with some football stuff. Meaningful football returned. Nebraska is a mess, which is hilarious to all of us. They're just done. Josh Rosen, he was a quarterback for the Falcons. They signed him. We're talking about Josh Rosen on this show. He threw a really sick touchdown pass to whoever number 19 is. Is that Gage or I don't even know or care. It's the preseason. Preseason cut day coming up. I think it's got to be done by tomorrow. Shouts to all the walk-ons that are going to make teams. That's really exciting for everybody. And yeah, we've got a lot of gambling to get to. We'll get to college football and all that stuff coming up this week. But I wanted to, instead of just bombarding you with news, you have Google, I tell you those three stories because I think they're incredibly hilarious and just going to be a fun dive if you can't get into work and you want to just go down the Google rabbit hole. Interesting to see. You'll be back and better than ever tomorrow. Tell your friends, tell your family, make your boss listen to it, et cetera, et cetera.